now here to tell us what it says in today's papers. Fiona Kelly, I blanked on your name there for a second, Fiona. I'm so sorry.
Thank you, Anya. The arrest of a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s on suspicion of murder in connection with the Kerry Babies case dominates the front page of five of this morning's papers. The Irish Daily Star, Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun all run with pictures of White Strand Beach in Cahersiveen, where a baby boy who was later named Baby John was found with 28 stab wounds on the 14th of April 1984. Following a Gartha apology to Kerry woman Joanne Hayes, who had been wrongly accused of the murder, a fresh investigation was opened into the case in 2018. Since then, hundreds of people have been interviewed, more than 560 lines of inquiry have been followed, and in 2021, Gartha exhumed the baby's remains to obtain a DNA sample. The Irish Times reports that Kerry Gartha traffic units were placed on standby yesterday to transport the DNA samples of the two people who were arrested to a forensics lab in Dublin to see if they matched samples taken from Baby John. The Irish Independent and Irish Daily Mail also lead with the story this morning, although they run with pictures of two other women on their front pages. The image on the front of the Mail is of Alana Quinn Idris speaking to the media after Dara Lyons, the 19-year-old who took part in an attack that left her blind in one eye, received a 4.5-year jail sentence yesterday. The picture in The Independent, meanwhile, is of cancer survivor Marcia Miranda to mark the fact that today is the Irish Cancer Society's annual Daffodil Day. For its lead story, The Irish Times leads with the decision made by EU leaders in Brussels last night to jointly purchase 1 million artillery shells for Ukraine. On foot of that decision and comments made by Leo Varadkar yesterday, in which he said that appeasement has failed and Putin will stop where we stop him, followed by an assertion by senior officials that Ireland will not contribute to military aid to Ukraine, the paper questioned how the Taoiseach can say that we must stop Putin but refuse to play any part in military aid. The spokesman responded with the line that Ireland is not politically neutral regarding Ukraine, but we are militarily neutral. The National Menopause Summit, which was held in Dublin yesterday, generates the lead story in the Irish Examiner. The Belfast Telegraph leads with a PSNI investigation into a feud amongst loyalists in South East Antrim. And the life sentence given to a 30-year-old Belfast woman who was found guilty of murdering her baby son and attempting to murder her 2.5-year-old daughter in July 2021 is covered on the front of the Irish News. The paper details how the forewoman of the jury broke down in tears when asked to give the verdict yesterday at Belfast Crown Court. And finally, there's a nice picture on the front of today's Examiner of Roy Keane with Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher in the Cove Ramblers dressing room holding up jerseys with their names printed on them. We're told that Cork's most famous footballer brought his former Premier League colleagues to visit his old club in advance of their sellout show at Dublin's Three Arena tonight. Once a Rambler is the caption there.